Right, 708 FM Talk 106.5 in Mobile Morning. Jess, we are in watching one of the newest video there for the Husqvarna auto mower 450X that's been working at my house. You know, I was getting ready for this week to launch all these videos. My neighbors over the weekend were videotaping the auto mower in my yard, putting it up on Facebook. So I got bested by my neighbors. But I'm giving you the backstory. First thing posted yesterday, the unboxing of this mower. And a big
very
thank you
cool.
the folks with Husqvarna, folks with Robertsdale Power Equipment, which we can find the 450X at Robertsdale Power Equipment. We unboxed it, and then this morning's video was as the mower it was training itself on where to, you know, the parameters of the yard. Mm-hmm. My son was welcoming the auto mower to the family as only a 7-year-old boy would. If you want to see what that
but
looks
he promises
like.
To be gentle.
Be gentle. Be gentle when he's beating the auto. I'll tell you right now, he beats the auto mower with a stick.
I can't decide if he has a future in baseball, golf, or as a samurai. But one of those three, he's going to be good at.
If you combine all three into some new sport, he'll probably be a Hall of Famer for sure. Yeah, check that out on the Facebook page for FM Talk 106.5. But the Husqvarna auto mower that's working in my head really is cool. It's like somebody asked last night, is this like a Roomba? I said, yeah, that's probably the best description. It's like a Roomba for your yard. Mm-hmm. Check out the video, facebook.com/FM Talk 106.5. And yeah, that is him beating it with a stick.
I have so many questions about this, but I'll ask throughout the week.
Okay, good deal. Let's get to headlines. Here's Kelly Finley.
Alrighty, Sean, thank you. Funeral services are now set for Bridget Gentry Marshall, the 45-year-old mom and wife of Alabama Attorney General Steve Marshall. She will be laid to rest this Friday at 10 a.m. Bridget died June 24th. After what her family is describing as a long battle with mental illness. Funeral services for Mrs. Marshall will be held at the McRae Funeral Home Chapel in Boaz. Visitation will be held Thursday evening from 5 to 8 p.m. at the funeral home. Bridget leaves behind her parents, her husband, and her daughter Faith, who has taken to social media thanking the community for their support and asking that you continue to keep their family in your prayers. In lieu of flowers, the family is suggesting donations to the Shepherd's Cove Hospice, located in Albertville. That's where Mrs. Marshall was a volunteer. It's a story we told you about on Monday, but we now have a little more information as police continue to search for a local man for his believed involvement in a murder earlier this year. 34-year-old Ernesto Fox is suspected of shooting 37-year-old Joe Dickerson back in April on Pritchard Avenue. Fox was recently released from prison after serving a 1-year term after being caught with prescription drugs. That's according to court documents. The arrest breached probation conditions from a previous charge. So if you have information on Ernesto Fox or perhaps his whereabouts, you're encouraged to call police. 251-208-7211. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
There are thousands of Mobile and Baldwin County adults listening to Mobile's newest, boldest, freshest radio station. Hi, this is Rennie Brabner of the FM Talk 106.5 Sales Department. Why not make all of those listeners your customers? Let our advertising expertise in this station go to work for you. Just give me a call at 251-344-1065, extension 19. I'd love to talk to you about an advertising plan for your local business on FM Talk 106.5.
My friend Sid Sexton from Sexton Lawn and Landscape back in the studio with me, and let's talk about some pre-emerge. That's what y'all have done to turn, one of the things y'all have done to turn my yard around.
Right. You know, preventative measures are always more beneficial. If we can get out in front of weeds and get a pre-emergent down, that's always going to be helpful.
Instead of trying to kill them down the road, that never happens.
That's right. It's much easier to try to prevent something before it happens.
All right. So y'all are coming out this time of year and putting pre-emergents in yards.
That's what we're doing now. And really, our program, we're trying to put down a pre-emergent all throughout the year because weed seeds germinate different times.
I tell you what we've seen in our yard with y'all doing the pre-emergent, the grass has taken back over places that used to be the domain of weeds.
The best weed control is a healthy lawn. So if we can keep the weeds at bay long enough to grow in good, healthy grass, that's going to be the best method.
So you're always learning something with Sid. If we want you to come out look at our place, how do we get in touch with you?
Well, find us online, sextonlandscapes.com, or we're all over social media, Instagram, Facebook, or Twitter, or just give us a call, 626-3309.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. Baldwin County officials are headed to Washington to keep 25,000 immigrants out of the county. Two retired airfields are being considered as locations for tent cities to house illegal immigrants. Commissioner Chris Elliott says the Silver Hill site is set as a staging area for disaster recovery, and housing immigrants there would dismantle that plan. The freshman quarterback at Davidson High School, who was attacked in a locker room hazing, asked the Mobile County School Board to fire head coach Fred Riley. Supporters brought signs to the school board meeting Monday demanding the coach's termination. The family of Rodney Kim Jr. has filed a $12 million lawsuit against the school system. The University of South Alabama is busing supporters of a new on-campus stadium to today's Mobile City Council meeting. The school also released new renderings of the stadium that will include 800 outside chairback seats with access to a climate-controlled room. The South Terrace is standing room but can be turned into a concert venue. South wants the city of Mobile to contribute $10 million toward construction. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
When you need home, auto, or business insurance, do it with Truett. Truett Insurance and Bonding is an independent agent representing many different insurance companies. That means more options to best fit your situation. At the intersection of Friendship and County Road 64 in Daphne, call Truett Insurance and Bonding at 625-2600. That's 625-2600. Or go to truettinsurance.com for more information. So, for all your insurance needs, remember, Truett Insurance and Bonding, and do it with Truett today.
Quarter after 7 on this Tuesday morning on FM Talk 106.5. It's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. The Mobile Bay Bears' three-game win streak was ended by the Tennessee Smokies on Monday night in an 11-3 loss. The Bay Bears fell behind 8-0 in the first four innings before Mobile's Jack Kruger scored their first run on a solo home run. Tonight, the Bay Bears and Smokies will play the final game in their six-game series at the Hank. First pitch is scheduled for 6:35 p.m. In the major leagues, the Atlanta Braves beat the Cincinnati Reds 5-4 in extra innings on a walk-off home run from the bat of Ozzie Albies.
Albies leads off. High fly ball on the first pitch. At the wall, it is gone!
Albies' 17 home runs this season are tied for third most in the National League. The LA Dodgers beat the Chicago Cubs 2-1. Pittsburgh got the win over the New York Mets 6-4. St. Louis shut out Cleveland 4-0. Toronto got past Houston 6-3. And Tampa Bay shut out the Washington Nationals 11-0. Bad weather in Omaha, Nebraska forced the NCAA to postpone Game 1 of the College World Series Finals. Arkansas and Oregon State will meet tonight at 6 p.m. for the first game in the best of three series. Blaine Knight will start at pitcher for Arkansas, while Luke Heimlich will begin the game on the mound for Oregon State. The 2018 NBA awards were given out last night, with James Harden of the Houston Rockets winning the Most Valuable Player award. It's Harden's first career MVP award after finishing second to Oklahoma City's Russell Westbrook last season.
The last 4 years have been like, you know, knocking on the door. And the moment is finally here. You know, it's just every single year you try to come back and be better than you were the year before.
This year, Harden finished ahead of Cleveland's LeBron James and New Orleans' Anthony Davis for the top regular season honor. Harden led the league in scoring with an average of 30.4 points per game. In one of the more awkward moments in NBA awards history, Dwayne Casey won NBA's Coach of the Year for leading the Toronto Raptors to a team record 59 wins and the top seed in the Eastern Conference. Unfortunately for Casey, he's no longer the Raptors' head coach, as he was fired by the team after Toronto was swept by Cleveland in the conference semifinals.
You know, when you get fired, which I did recently, I don't know if you knew that or not, after winning Coach of the Year, you know, you always doubt yourself a little bit.
Since his firing, Casey was named the new head coach of the Detroit Pistons. Former LSU Tiger and current Philadelphia 76er Ben Simmons won Rookie of the Year. Indiana Pacers guard Victor Oladipo won Most Improved. Rudy Gobert of the Utah Jazz won the Defensive Player of the Year. And Lou Williams of the LA Clippers won Sixth Man of the Year. In the World Cup on Monday, Uruguay. I'm going to get that right eventually. Uruguay.
Yeah.
All right. They won Group A.
Yeah.
They beat Russia 3-0 yesterday. Spain and Morocco tied 2-2. Spain will move into the round of 16, while Morocco has been eliminated. Saudi Arabia beat Egypt 2-1, although neither team will advance past this first stage. And Iran played Portugal to a 1-1 draw. Portugal will move on to the next round, while Iran will, their World Cup journey has ended. 7:17 now on FM Talk 106.5, and that's a look at sports on Mobile Mornings.
Go
Coast Tools is open in their new location. Still in Foley at the Outdoor Center.
Now facing Highway 59.
For a wide selection of name brand and off-brand tools, including Festool, DeWalt, Bosch, and Craig, visit locally owned and operated Gulf Coast Tools. Save time, save money, and get the job done right. Gulf Coast Tools is your local authorized Big Green Egg dealer, offering all sizes and accessories. Stop by their new location today at the Outdoor Center in Foley.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect mostly sunny skies today. Will be hot with isolated thunderstorms and temperatures in the mid-90s. Tonight, partly cloudy, lows in the mid-70s. And then tomorrow, partly cloudy with scattered afternoon thunderstorms and high temperatures in the lower 90s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
It's a new economy. We're in a no-joke, take-no-prisoners economy. You must use your best tactics to ensure your business continues to grow. This is Lauren Cabanis with the FM Talk 106.5 Sales Department. An advertising campaign on FM Talk 106.5 will deliver your message to a loyal audience of Mobile and Baldwin County adults with higher household income and education. Call me at 344-1065 Extension 18, and I'll help design a plan to efficiently and effectively promote your business and increase your sales.
Good morning, everyone. For the Pits and Subs Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, the accident at Cody and Greenlot finally moved out of the roadway. State troopers are clear. We've got a nice ride so far. It's traveling downtown for the George Wallace and the Bankhead Tunnels. Airport, Spring Hill, and Moffitt, 65. Still a nice ride if you're traveling over to Baldwin County from the Bayway from Daphne to Loxley. No delays. Market in the Park is back this Saturday and every Saturday through the end of July from 7:30 in the morning till noon at Cathedral Square. Stop by for your favorite version of a certified Alabama Farmers Market. Get all the details at specialeventsmobile.org. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
All right, 720 FM Talk 106.5 in Mobile Mornings. Sean, Kelly, Dalton, Dr. Bill, Kane with traffic. Dr. Bill can be in about 13, 14 minutes with a full forecast for the week and look forward to the weekend. And if you have a little trouble going to sleep at night, I have trouble because my family has moved on to summertime schedule. The kids going to bed later, getting up later and staying up later. Okay. So they suggest possibly for adults that lullabies may come back. And we'll get into this. Adult lullabies and how this could give you value for your sleep.
That if could you're be taken trouble, so wrong.
Yes, that is true. That is true. And we'll probably take it there coming up in just a second. Now, let's get headlines. Here's Kelly Finley.
And let me just acknowledge on radio that Sean has the coolest lawnmower, okay, in all of the neighborhood. So just understand that and go to Facebook and admire.
It's pretty cool.
Have you named this thing yet?
My daughter did. I will play it off here in just a second. Okay. I'll tell you what it's named.
Okay, you look for that and let me get to the news headlines. The investigation continues this morning into the shooting death of a 24-year-old man found inside of a vehicle in Midtown on Sunday. Mobile police responded to Mohawk Street, and that's where they found the body of the unidentified man close to 11 p.m. Police were in the area responding to a report of shots fired, according to the police report. A couple of family members of the victim told our news partners at WKRG that the victim is 24-year-old Richard Smith Mose. Police have not yet confirmed that information, but the investigation does continue at this hour. If you have information which could assist, call 251-208-7211. Across the bay we go as an Alberta man now facing a number of charges in Robertsdale. 39-year-old Charles Stillwell was at the Robertsdale police station on another matter when he actually admitted that, yes, he took drugs earlier in the day. Police then called for an ambulance to check him out, and that's when they say he took off in his vehicle and nearly hit a police officer. Police say he then hit a curb at the Regions Bank on Highway 59, which in turn disabled his vehicle. He wasn't done yet there, though. Investigators say he ran across the street, jumped into an occupied pickup truck at the Chevron gas station. A Baldwin County Sheriff's deputy was able to catch Stillwell a few blocks later after he ran off the road and then tried to actually run. He faces charges of robbery, two counts of kidnapping, and reckless endangerment. 39-year-old Charles Stillwell is right now being held on a $76,000 bond. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Charged with making bad choices.
And then there's that.
Yeah, making. Oh, speaking of which, we talked about it last hour, but while we're talking about bad choices, should I include our story du jour?
Our retention pond.
Yes, the retention from folks over by NBC 15. According to Mobile Police, let's set the stage here. According to Mobile Police, on Saturday, so this last Saturday, June 22nd, approximately 2:30 p.m., okay, so there we are. Police responded to Tingle Circle East in reference to subjects swimming in the retention pond. Now, Tingle Circle East is at the McGowan Park Shopping Center.
Mm-hmm.
There, I would suggest that there are ponds there, so
near
we don't know which
about,
one. But I'm going to say it's probably the one closest to Best Buy. And
they're not stocked, correct?
I do not think they are stocked. Suggestion though, that would be great if we could put some bass and brim in them. That would be great. But and retention ponds are built. I mean, people will see them at new construction and say, no, "Look, they put pretty lakes in here." They put them in because they have to. If you concrete over a bunch of stuff and build a bunch of stuff, you get more water runoff. You have to contain and retain that water and let it out slowly so it doesn't cause flooding issues. Okay, so that's why you see those ponds in a lot of the new construction neighborhoods as well. So back to the report here. Police located a male subject and a female subject who wore only a shirt running to a Mercury Grand Marquis. As Grandma would have put it, she didn't have any drawers on, okay? She had the shirt. She went, like you said, last hour.
You can either call it Winnie the Poohing it or Donald Ducking it.
She had her business hanging out.
How did we never question in the past that those cartoon characters would wear a shirt but no pants?
I didn't watch cartoons growing up.
It's the tail issue. They don't know how to give them pants and also let the tail through.
They have a little, like, hole there in the back of the tail would come.
How come you're not acknowledging the obvious of their surveillance cameras somewhere around that parking lot? And there, that means that there's some video out there
of them getting ready to go swimming and then going swimming. Investigation revealed that the male subject had stolen a display cell phone from Best Buy and attempted to steal other items. Jared Carboneau, 28, and Cassie Brock, 38, were arrested and charged with theft of property, fourth, unlawful possession of drug paraphernalia.
No way.
I'm offended.
Disorderly conduct and criminal trespassing, third. So, I guess they get done with the big heist there.
Means your next Best Buy experience is going to be just extra long.
You won't even have the tethered phone on the metal cord. It'll be behind some glass, and you'll have to just, "Me like that phone, please." So, yeah, it's because of people like this. So they steal it, and I'm guessing they're in the retention pond. There's a series of them right there by Best Buy.
Mm-hmm.
So after their big caper of stealing the cell phone from the display, what good criminal wouldn't say, "Hey, looks like a great time to go swimming in the retention pond at McGowan Park."
Now, was it? I know it was hot. Were they trying to cool down, or is it possible they had some bamboo reeds with them and they were trying to hide out in the retention pond until this whole thing blew over?
Never, like, just stay still. Episode of A-Team. Oh my goodness!
Freedom through the bamboo.
Well, and I know I said it earlier, but I mean, it gets hot, and if those are leather seats inside that vehicle, and she has no
drawers on
those. Mm.
It brings up a lot of questions.
It does.
So there you go. So you just add that. So that was right here over the weekend.
Thank you.
Bonnie and Clyde without any pants on, swimming in the retention pond out at out next to the Best Buy. And it just reminds me of Caddyshack. We got a pool and a pond. The pond would be good for you.
And the mugshots you mentioned earlier. He's
fantastic.
He looks kind of proud of what he's done.
Yeah, he's grinning.
She looks like she knows that the world's about to find out she was in a retention pond without pants.
And they had to put her in the back of a police cruiser that too.
With no pants on. Y'all can check it. I put the story on the Twitter feed at FM Talk 1065. Also, I mentioned lullabies for grown folks here. It's here. You shouldn't go to sleep right now, though, if you're driving. If you have trouble falling asleep, you know, like most people, would it help if somebody cradled you in their arms and sang Rock-a-bye Baby? Yeah, probably not. That would wig me out. But according to Mashable.com, they have a column up right now where the writer says her secret to falling asleep is listening to lullabies. Yes, even as an adult, especially as an adult. She said she doesn't listen to traditional lullabies like this one. At this point, somebody's made a lullaby version of pretty much every popular song, and you can find them on Spotify, YouTube, anywhere else you listen to music. So instead of it being the alternative remix, dubstep remix, the tropical remix,
mm-hmm.
it's the lullaby remix.
It kind of makes sense, though, because adult coloring books are very popular for adults to relax. So it makes sense that you're going backward in time.
Right. The infantilism of the American adult continues.
Wow. I just can't imagine. If you're the same person that does adult coloring books and you're falling asleep to adult lullabies, that's not my life.
Right. Not mine either. You listen to, they have lullaby Prince songs, Taylor Swift songs, Bob Marley songs are all out there in lullaby form. So if you're interested in checking out adult lullabies, just start searching. Goodness. It's a thing out there, and for some reason, it's a thing.
But
people are digging it.
And don't forget to tell us the name of your lawnmower. I'm excited.
Right. That has been named by my daughter the very exciting name of Larry. 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 She comes by it, honestly. Smart Alex all over the place. Larry, the Husqvarna 450X auto mower. By the way, those videos up on our Facebook page. Larry. What's up, Larry?
Lair.
Yeah, what's up, dog? All right, coming right back. Dr. Bill joins us with our forecast.
This WKRG News 5 update is brought to you by Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. You can buy a safe anywhere, but you can't get this kind of service anywhere. Buy from the folks you trust. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, 471-1137.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. One man is dead, another in custody this morning following a shooting in Dunlap Circle in Pritchard. Police say a 62-year-old man was shot in the head around 5:30 last night. The man died from his injuries. Police say they believe the two men knew each other.
Witness stated that they had an argument reference to an incident that happened some time ago, and one thing led to another.
Pritchard police say the suspect turned himself in, but they're not releasing his name or the name of the victim just yet. The man accused of stabbing a customer at Callahan's Irish Social Club is scheduled to be in court today. Robert Chapman will enter his plea for an attempted murder charge. Last Wednesday, police say Chapman stabbed a 65-year-old man. The victim was rushed to the hospital in critical condition. The second and final night of the Gulf State Park pier fishing season. 10 pre-selected anglers will try their luck at catching a shark. Last Tuesday, it was slim pickings. No one on our watch caught a shark. And if all goes well, the Alabama Department of Conservation and Natural Resources may extend that pilot program. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Now through June 30th, save big at Mike Ward's Liberty Safes with clearance pricing and instant in-store rebates on all Liberty Colonial, Fat Boy, and Franklin Round Bolt Safe models. Hurry in while supplies last. Plus, get 0% financing and 12 months to pay with approved credit. Remember, Mike Ward's Liberty Safes offers free delivery up to 50 miles and most of all, service after the sale. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, located at Exit 5B, Moffitt and I-65 in Mobile. Just look for the giant yellow safe, 471-1137.
Turn up your voice online. Follow FM Talk 1065 by searching Twitter at FM Talk 1065. Feeding breaking news, weather, traffic, and opinion, plus your replies. Find us at twitter.com at FM Talk 1065.
Federal officials will no longer recommend prosecution for people who cross the border with children, but protesters outside an immigration facility in Oregon have been told they will be arrested if they don't leave. More responses to Democratic Representative Maxine Waters' words over the weekend, telling supporters that if they see a member of the Trump administration in a restaurant or store, quote, you get out and you create a crowd and you push back on them.
President Trump responding by insulting Waters' IQ and falsely accusing her of calling for harm to his supporters before seemingly issuing a threat of his own, tweeting, be careful what you wish for, Max.
That's correspondent Abby Phillip. Well, House Democratic leader Nancy Pelosi chastised Waters, saying Americans must strive to make the nation beautiful again. The Pawnee Fire in Northern California now covers more than 10,000 acres. Evacuation orders are in effect. Around 600 homes and other buildings are threatened. I'm Evan Haining.
Twinkle Cavanaugh is falsely attacking conservative outsider Will Ainsworth because Twinkle is the ultimate swamp politician, and lying to keep power is what swamp politicians do. Twinkle's been a career politician for decades. She's run for governor, lieutenant governor, treasurer, public service commissioner, everything but dog catcher. Twinkle supported the largest tax increase in Alabama history ever, and Twinkle is a longtime swamp bureaucrat and former government lobbyist for the swamp interests. She now regulates. Twinkle Cavanaugh, another tax-loving lobbyist bureaucrat swamp politician Alabama can't afford. Conservative outsider Will Ainsworth is pro-life, pro-gun, 100% pro-Trump. A small businessman, not a career politician. He'll fight for the strongest immigration laws in America, arm teachers in the classroom, and drain the Montgomery swamp. Will Ainsworth for Lieutenant Governor.
Paid for by friends of Will Ainsworth, 7520 Browns Valley Road, Gunnersville, Alabama, 35976.
I'm Jennifer Kishinka with Your Money Now. GE plans to spin off its healthcare business and unload its ownership in oil services company Baker Hughes, betting that the conglomerate can reverse a painful slump by shrinking. The Wall Street Journal says the moves are the conclusion of a year-long strategic review by CEO John Flannery that has been tumultuous for GE employees and investors. The one-time industrial bellwether has slashed its dividend and already set plans to get rid of a number of businesses. Its shares have tumbled by half in the past year, erasing more than $100 billion in wealth. The nation's rapidly rising suicide rate is a tragedy, and the CDC is doing more to address two of the most common ways people take their lives, substance abuse and firearms. So says the agency's new director, Robert Redfield. Redfield says another important goal of the CDC is to end the HIV/AIDS epidemic in the U.S., improving immunization rates and strengthening public health systems in countries where epidemics are at risk. That's Your Money Now.
Dad, what are you doing?
Cramming for college.
I'm the one going to college.
Yeah, but we need to figure out how we're going to pay for it all.
Discover Student Loans.
Discover does student loans?
Yeah, they're one of the top student loan lenders in the country. It takes 15 minutes or less to apply, and there are no fees for the life of the loan. Best of all, I can earn cash rewards if I get good grades.
Really?
Yeah, we still have time to apply and get a great rate.
So I can just chill. College kids still say that, right?
No one says that, Dad.
Really?
Yeah.
Visit discoverstudentloans.com to apply today. Limitations apply.
Stocks are soaring, and construction spending across America has been on the rise. If you've been waiting to build, the time is now. Whether you want to expand your business or you want to build a new garage, call General Steel today. Our metal buildings are custom designed for your needs. For example, a 40 by 60 is a great space for an auto shop or a three-car garage. And if you call General Steel today, it's on sale now for under $25,000. Call 866-95-STEEL. 866-95-STEEL. That's 866-957-8335.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
All right, 735 FM Talk 106.5, and good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
Well, it was definitely summer again yesterday. Hot. How hot was it, like, officially?
Officially 95 degrees at the airport, with a heat index of about 106 yesterday. Ugh. But down at Brooklyn, where the humidity is higher next to the bay, they had a heat index of 109, and we're going to probably see figures pretty close to that today. We should have plenty of sunshine and just a slight chance of a thunderstorm in the afternoon, again up around 95, and the heat index today could be as high as 108 in the downtown area and about 106 out of the airport. Tonight, I expect temperatures in the mid-70s, and then tomorrow, another very humid day, maybe not quite as hot, because we're going to see an increase in some thunderstorm activity in the afternoon. But the heat index tomorrow, anywhere from 105 to 107, so another very uncomfortable day. On Thursday, it's back to just isolated thunderstorms, and we'll see temperatures at least into the low 90s. And then Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, typical weather for this time of the year, temperatures in the low 90s in the afternoon, and also a good chance for scattered afternoon thunderstorms. So outside of today with this isolated thunderstorms on Thursday, it's pretty much typical for the latter part of June.
All right, Dr. Bill, we'll check back soon.
Okay, Sean.
There he is, staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams. Add this in, and we're going to go to traffic here with Kane in just a second, but a bad wreck on DIP just south of Laurentine. I don't have any more information right now other than that wreck south of Laurentine on DIP. I don't know if it's north or southbound or what it's affecting, but we will give you more information as soon as we get it here. Also, a reminder, if you're doing summer cleaning, I know some people were watching and commenting on the Twitter feed where the missus pointed out that yesterday she was tackling my daughter, the 12-year-old's room, mm-hmm. cleaning it out. And sometimes you need to bring in the big guns, like 1-800-GOT-JUNK. If you could say, yes, the entirety of the stuff in the 12-year-old's room, other than the dresser and the bed, are junk. Listen, they can handle it. They can handle junk at your house, junk outside your house. If you have stuff in the attic, you don't want to climb up the creaky, spring-loaded ladder into your attic to get it out. They get it. They can get that junk gone as well. Maybe stuff at your office you need to get rid of, or a storage unit you've been paying on, and heck, you don't even know what's in there. 1-800-GOT-JUNK can handle it. They're online, 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com. That's my buddy Trey and his crew. He's a local franchisee for Mobile and Baldwin County. So check him out today online, 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com. Pick up the phone and call him at 1-800-GOT-JUNK. So if you're cleaning out a huge warehouse or a 12-year-old's bedroom, either way, 1-800-GOT-JUNK. All right, look at the text line, too. A lot of people texting in about the story for adult lullabies. Mm-hmm. It seems to be, for some reason, we can further continue to infantilize the American adult, and now they're saying, hey, this is getting popular, lullabies. But it's not just like Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star. It's today's and classic, you know, songs that have been lullabied, I guess would be the verb. You lullaby them. It's not really a remix. It's a cover of the song and done in lullaby form. And this is interesting because we were just kind of poking around looking at a couple out here. I mean, this one here, 80s favorite, Aha. I think the only song Aha ever did anything with, Take On Me. Listen to this. This is done as a lullaby.
Heavy.
Right, so there's Take On Me as
counting
a
sheep.
As a lullaby. Yeah, I would argue that, I mean, there's a lot of like ambient music and chill music and all that has that same vibe, but it's new songs.
Uh-huh.
This is specifically taking songs people know already and doing a lullaby version, like this one.
Yeah, the hits.
It's from Margaritaville.
Now,
I've heard this after some margaritas,
right.
This version.
Brilliant.
So when you want your little ones to become parrot heads just like mom and dad, you can start them off early with Margaritaville, the lullaby version.
But you know what? You also can play this at the spa. When you go to the spa, you know, they have that relaxing music.
Yeah, how big a difference is it? And maybe there's somebody out there who's trained in music and music theory. They can tell me how big a difference it is between a lullabied version of a song and a Muzak version of a song. Remember Muzak played in the elevators and all that stuff? The like the instrumental versions of songs. You'd sit there. I think about that scene from the Blues Brothers when they're in the elevator with the Muzak playing. What would you say tonally is different between a lullaby version of a song and a Muzak version of a song? We'll have to analyze that later on in the 8 o'clock hour. Coming right back, we'll check traffic with Kane.
In 2016, when Obama tried to turn Baldwin County into a refugee camp, flooding our community and schools with thousands of undocumented minors, Chris Elliott didn't just say no. Chris Elliott organized the community and fought back. After students were killed in a Florida school shooting, Chris Elliott took immediate action. Chris Elliott brought together Baldwin school officials and law enforcement to act now, improving security and hiring additional police officers. Chris Elliott didn't wait for a task force. Chris Elliott acted like a leader to protect our kids. Chris Elliott's lived in almost every part of our district, from Josephine to the Eastern Shore and points in between. Chris Elliott is fighting for us because he knows what's important to us. In the Republican primary for Senate, remember to vote for the candidate who's already proven that he's fighting for us. Conservative Chris Elliott.
Paid for by friends of Chris Elliott, 8320 Spanish Fort Boulevard, Spanish Fort, 36527.
Good morning, everyone. For the Fitz and Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, it's been a great ride across the Bayway and the Causeway. For now, accident-free conditions continue from Cottage Hill, Government, also Airport, Dolphin, and Moffitt, 65, Schillinger, and Three Notch, over to Tillman's Corner and Theodore, even Range Line and 90, all running smooth. We've seen plenty of radar in Baldwin County along I-10, all the way towards Loxley, so watch your speed. Bama Flooring on Highway 59 in Summerdale. They offer so much more flooring options in those big box stores and a better price with quicker installation times. Check out the reviews on Facebook and see what they have online at BamaFlooring.com. And I'm Kane with your EthiTalk 106.5 traffic.
Need a golf cart? Want a golf cart? Cart Doctor sells the newest 2018-2019 Yamaha and street legal carts by Star and Tomberlin, as well as late model used carts from Yamaha. And if you want to sell your cart, let the Cart Doctor do it with their consignment program. Need a golf cart repaired? Cart Doctor repairs all models with full-service mechanics, the only full-service golf cart provider in South Alabama. Cart Doctor even designs custom carts. Bring your imagination, they'll make it a reality. Tailgating, toting kids around safely, escorting guests at weddings or parties, or just getting around your property or facility, it's easier with a cart from Cart Doctor. And Cart Doctor rents all size carts with delivery and pickup, making any event much more convenient and, of course, fun. See Cart Doctor at their new location, 5683 Highway 90 in Theodore. On the left, heading south, just look for the Cart Doctor sign. Cart Doctor, the dealer for all your cart needs.
As a side note, I did just find a kind of Muzak version of Margaritaville. Good time. We'll get to that. 7:43. It's time now for headlines. Here's Kelly Finley.
Let's get you caught up. Thank you, Sean and Dalton. Good morning. The question is, what would provoke a person to shoot another person in the head? That's what Pritchard police want to know in the recent homicide of a 62-year-old man shot and killed earlier this week. Pritchard police say around 5:30 p.m. near the intersection of Dunlap Circle and West Turner Street, two men were seen arguing with one another before one man pulled out a gun and shot the other in the head. The victim was pronounced dead on the scene. According to Police Chief Knight, the suspect did turn himself in a short time later and was being questioned and will face a murder charge. At this time, police continue their investigation as to the motive into this deadly situation. You know, you are invited to speak directly with the Mobile Police Department tonight. Perhaps you have questions or maybe concerns about your neighborhood or the city. The purpose of tonight's meeting, it's the final community meeting of the month, is to help make the Port City even safer. But it does take the entire community. Chief Lawrence Batiste says the platform allows for the community and the police force to get to know one another before there's an issue. And if there's an ongoing issue, this will give both sides a chance to identify the root cause of the problems and develop solutions to those problems as one team. So the goal is for open discussions about specific neighborhood issues, and the police chief says that they will present information on the victories the department has achieved in combating crime. Also on the agenda, discussing Project Shield partnerships and the benefits of joining Next Door. Tonight's meeting is at 6 p.m. at the Tillman's Corner Community Center, located at 5055 Carroll Plantation Road. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
A con artist. That's what Will Ainsworth called Donald Trump. Ainsworth claims he'll stand up for our values, but he worked to defeat President Trump in 2016. Said Trump was, quote, not a conservative, and that his ridiculous act has gone far enough. There's more. State Representative Ainsworth claims he's a political outsider, but he voted on bills that benefited his own family's businesses. He controlled a Montgomery special interest group, funneled more than $120,000 in campaign cash to PACs and political candidates, including thousands to liberal Democrats. The truth is, Will Ainsworth isn't who he says he is. He's a Montgomery insider who tells you he's not, a self-proclaimed conservative who's run down Donald Trump, and now he wants to be your lieutenant governor. The real con artist, it's not President Trump, it's Will Ainsworth.
Paid for by Twinkle for Alabama, Post Office Box 240367, Montgomery, Alabama 36124.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. Baldwin County officials are headed to Washington to keep 25,000 immigrants out of the county. Two retired airfields are being considered as locations for tent cities to house illegal immigrants. Commissioner Chris Elliott says the Silver Hill site is set as a staging area for disaster recovery, and housing immigrants there would dismantle that plan. The freshman quarterback at Davidson High School who was attacked in a locker room hazing asked the Mobile County School Board to fire head coach Fred Riley. Supporters brought signs to the school board meeting Monday demanding the coach's termination. The family of Rodney Kim Jr. has filed a $12 million lawsuit against the school system. The University of South Alabama is busing supporters of a new on-campus stadium to today's Mobile City Council meeting. The school also released new renderings of the stadium that will include 800 outside chairback seats with access to a climate-controlled room. The South Terrace is standing room but can be turned into a concert venue. South wants the city of Mobile to contribute $10 million toward construction. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Good morning, 747 on FM Talk 106.5. It's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. The Mobile Bay Bears' three-game win streak was snapped by the Tennessee Smokies in an 11-3 loss on Monday night. Bay Bears fell behind 8-0 in the first four innings. Then Mobile's Jack Kruger scored their first run on a solo home run. Tonight, the Bay Bears and Smokies will play the final game in their six-game series at the Hank. First pitch is scheduled for 6:35 p.m. In the major leagues, the Atlanta Braves beat the Cincinnati Reds 5-4 in extra innings on a walk-off homer from the bat of Ozzie Albies.
Albies leads off. High fly ball.
Albies' 17 homers this season, tied for third most in the National League. The LA Dodgers beat the Chicago Cubs 2-1. Pittsburgh got the win over the New York Mets 6-4. St. Louis shut out Cleveland 4-0. Toronto got past Houston 6-3. And Tampa Bay shut out the Washington Nationals 11-0. Bad weather in Omaha, Nebraska forced the NCAA to postpone Game 1 of the College World Series Finals on Monday night. Arkansas and Oregon State will meet tonight at 6 p.m. for the first game in the best-of-three series. Blaine Knight will start at pitcher for Arkansas, while Luke Heimlich will begin the game on the mound for Oregon State. The 2018 NBA Awards were given out last night, with James Harden of the Houston Rockets winning the Most Valuable Player Award. It's Harden's first career MVP award after finishing second to Oklahoma City's Russell Westbrook last season.
The last 4 years have been like, you know, knocking on the door. And the moment is finally here. You know, it's just every single year you try to come back and be better than you were the year before.
In this year's voting, Harden finished ahead of Cleveland's LeBron James and New Orleans' Anthony Davis for the top regular season honor. Harden led the league in scoring with an average of 30.4 points per game. In one of the more awkward moments in NBA awards history, Dwayne Casey won NBA's Coach of the Year for leading the Toronto Raptors to a team record 59 wins and the top seed in the Eastern Conference. Unfortunately for Casey, he's no longer the Raptors head coach, as he was fired by the team after Toronto was swept by Cleveland in the conference semifinals.
You know, when you get fired, which I did recently, I don't know if you knew that or not, after winning Coach of the Year, you know, you always doubt yourself a little bit.
Since being fired, Casey was named the new head coach of the Detroit Pistons. Former LSU Tiger and current Philadelphia 76er Ben Simmons won Rookie of the Year. Indiana Pacers guard Victor Oladipo won Most Improved. Rudy Gobert of the Utah Jazz won the Defensive Player of the Year. And Lou Williams of the LA Clippers won the Sixth Man of the Year award. In the World Cup on Monday, Uruguay won Group A with a 3-0 win over Russia. Spain and Morocco tied 2-2. Spain will move into the round of 16, while Morocco has been eliminated. Saudi Arabia beat Egypt 2-1, although neither team will advance past this first group stage. And Iran played Portugal to a 1-1 draw. Portugal will move on to the next round, while Iran's World Cup journey has ended. 7:50 now, and that's the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, home of the famous Butch Burger. Head over to Butch Cassidy's at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
Good morning, everyone, from the SpringHillToyota.com Traffic Center. Clearing up accidents now at St. Louis and North Claiborne. Also got one at Dolphin Island Parkway and Bellefontaine Boulevard. State troopers are on the scene, Highway 193, south of Laurentine. Minor injuries at Lot Road and Schillinger as well. That traffic flow looks good still in each direction across the Bayway. Stay at the newly transformed Grand Hotel at Point Clear and get the lowest rate of the summer this weekend. You'll love the new splash and activities lawn and more outside seating and fire pits at Bucky's Lounge. Log on to Grand1847.com for reservations. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
This information update is brought to you by Bachelor Service Heating and Air, your Daikin Comfort Pro. Call 476-4321. Service worth remembering online at bachelorservice.com. Alabama Certification 17070.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect mostly sunny skies today. Will be hot with isolated thunderstorms and temperatures in the mid-90s.
Tonight, partly cloudy, lows in the mid-70s. And then tomorrow, partly cloudy with scattered afternoon thunderstorms and high temperatures in the lower 90s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 1065.
FM Talk 1065, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Keep your heating and cooling system running at peak efficiency with Bachelor Service Energy Savings Agreement. Twice a year, a specially trained Bachelor Service Precision Tune-Up Specialist will clean and inspect your system. Or call Bachelor Service, your Daikin Comfort Pro, and ask about our $79 tune-up special. Bachelor Service, home of the 12-year parts and labor warranty on all Daikin home comfort systems. For peace of mind, BachelorService.com. Certification 17070.
All right, 752 FM Talk 1065 and Mobile Mornings. Glad to have you here on this Tuesday and time to check headlines. Here's Kelly Finley.
Thank you, Sean Sullivan. I appreciate you. Coming up on July the 6th, because I know we're talking all things Mobile Bay Bears. They're taking on the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp, and each strikeout by a Bay Bears pitcher will help raise money for Penelope House. This is the 8th annual strikeout domestic violence being held Friday, July the 6th. So businesses and individuals can pledge $20 for each strikeout by one of our pitchers throughout the game, or you can make a fixed donation. Pledges are being accepted by calling 251-342-2809, or you can pledge the night of the game. First 1,000 fans will receive rally towels as you rally on our team. First pitch is 7:05. Gates open at 6 p.m. Penelope.
Yeah, I was just saying rally towels in the South, often called sweat towels.
Do what you want.
Yeah.
Do what you want, right? As for Penelope House, they provide emergency shelter and comprehensive services to victims of domestic violence and their children. In 2017, Penelope House sheltered 402 adults, 431 children, and received more than 1,600 crisis calls. So understanding that every little bit that we can do helps other families in need. Again, that's July the 6th, and you can pledge your money. And real quickly, new mommies usually don't think that a parking lot's the perfect place to have a baby, but Victoria Rester is a proud new mommy of a baby boy named Benson. She had her baby in the parking lot of the Dauphin Island Police Department. You see, last Friday, while staying with her family at their vacation home in Dauphin Island, she started having contractions, so she went to the hospital in Mobile, but they sent her home. Usually they say, first-time mom, you don't really know what's going on. This is about 7:30 at night. Well, for the rest of the evening, her contractions continued. She realized she was not going to make it back to the port city, so she asked her mom to stop at the police department on Dauphin Island. And, well, the EMTs, they brought out the ambulance, and they helped deliver her healthy baby boy about 2 a.m. on Saturday. So she says, I love this quote, "I will never have enough words to describe how thankful I am for the police department and the EMTs that were there. I definitely am proud of myself and have the best story to tell him one day." Baby Benson's birth certificate lists his place of birth as a Dauphin Island police station.
That's cool.
Mom and baby Benson are doing well. Such a sweet blessing. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 1065.
Right, thank you, Kelly. And also, speaking, you're talking about the Bay Bears game coming up on July 6th. But Bay Bears in action tonight against the Tennessee Smokies. You want to do this? We'll give a family four-pack of tickets away with the parking pass.
Oh, we went to the
pass.
Game on Friday.
Yeah.
So that was a good one, too.
Yes.
A walk-off win.
Yeah.
So you can do that tonight. So, yeah, take the family. It's 6:35, first pitch tonight.
Nice.
Come on out, and you get the exclusive parking pass, caller number 6, right now at 343-0106, 343-0106, caller number 6. You got a family four-pack of tickets plus the parking pass to check out the Bay Bears and the Smokies tonight out at the Hank. All right, coming up next hour, Quinn Hillier joins us. We'll talk to him. Also, I want to hear from you at 343-0106. A couple things here. What the latest story is about the possible plan to move 25,000 people from the border, captured by Border Patrol. Are they illegal immigrants, illegal aliens, immigrants? Pick your term here. But they would, this plan, just like it was a couple years ago, move them to two Navy aviation outlying fields in Baldwin County. The delegation going up from Baldwin County on Wednesday to protest this in Washington. We'll talk more about that. Also, speaking of what's going on in Washington, the president and what's next. You know, we have midterms going on. I think it's questionable that the success or failure of President Trump is being gauged on the success or failure of people running for midterm election out there. But we'll talk more about that and get your opinion on it as well. Plus, University of South Alabama, 250 or something, they're saying people, they're going to try to stack the audience there at the city council meeting to motivate county government in Mobile and city government to make $10 million donations each to the stadium to be built on the campus of the University of South Alabama.
Yeah, they're gathering students this morning, and then 9:30 the county meeting, I believe, 10:30 the city council meeting. They're going to have 250 supporters of the stadium there to help motivate both councils, the council and the commission, to pass that voting. But there won't be a vote today. You probably just expect some discussion among council members.
But how about that? How about you were a member of the county commission? You were a member of the city council. How would you vote? We'll talk about that coming up next hour as well. Quinn Hillier on the way next, and we'll be right back. Oh, we got a name?
Yes, we do have a name. Congratulations
Phillip is
to
awesome.
Brian. Four-pack of tickets and the parking pass tonight's game, Bay Bears Smokies.
There you go. Enjoy the game, and we'll be right back.